The number of hate crimes motivated by religion rose about 7% in 2019, according to the latest FBI statistics. Of those, 60% targeted Jews, far more than any other religious group. And with a close link documented between anti-Semitism and a wide range of extremist groups in the U.S., the Buffalo Jewish Federation's new education program aimed at fighting prejudice couldn't be more timely.
I've always found that the more people have individual relationships with Jews, the less anti-Semitism there is, because it's really hard to hate someone when you know them and you can put a face to them.
Michael Steckloff is director of Jewish experience at the Center for Jewish Engagement and Learning, part of the Buffalo Jewish Federation. He's also one of the coordinators of Student to Student, a recently launched program that trains Jewish teens to talk about their lives and faith with non-Jewish high school peers. The group started giving presentations to schools around Western New York in late November, including a virtual talk with the Hamburg Coalition for Equity and Inclusion youth chapter last week.
Would anyone from the Student to Student group be comfortable sharing an act of anti-Semitism they've had committed against either themselves or someone they know? Because I think it's really important just to, like, I know all of us have been affected by anti-Semitism, but I think it would be good to give an example.
Charlie, you want to go and I'll go next?
A presenter named Charlie goes on to explain how he was bullied by a fellow classmate during his freshman year of high school.
He would say things like we'd be talking about summer camps, and he would ask me, what summer camp do you go to, Auschwitz?
Auschwitz, of course, was one of the Nazis' largest concentration camps during World War II, where more than 1.1 million men, women, and children, most of them Jews, were killed. These are difficult topics for Jewish teens to open up about, but participant Savon Forget says she's grateful for the opportunity. Forget is a 16-year-old junior at City Honors in Buffalo.
With the anti-Semitism on the rise, it's so important to teach people like what Judaism is, some of the different cultures and customs, especially to people who have never met a Jewish person or haven't had a strong interaction with someone.
Forget also says she's enjoyed meeting other Jewish teens from throughout Western New York. There are 6 student-to-student participants in the program's first cohort, but Steckloff says he hopes to grow that number. 17-year-old Adam Beider from Hamburg is another participant.
I've always been taught to be really proud of what makes me different, and part of that is being Jewish because it's so different than what most people around me are.
During the Hamburg presentation, Beider also answered a tough question about the complex political relationship between the U.S. and Israel and how Jews in the U.S. can be misperceived.
There is sort of a widespread stereotype, and this is definitely an anti-Semitic stereotype, that that Jews have a dual loyalty to Israel, or that their loyalty to Israel is greater than the United States, or that Israel somehow controls all the media and all the money of the world. It's basically the basis for many false conspiracy theories, and you see it popping.
Beider is correct that anti-Semitism is highly intertwined with extremist ideology and conspiracy theories. A 2020 study by the Program on Extremism at the George Washington University actually found that anti-Semitic views often serve as a key entry point for people to join extremist groups and move closer to violence. But Student to Student doesn't just focus on hate. The presentations also cover Jewish holidays and culture.
Okay, so my parents had a Jewish wedding, and after the wedding, this is the glass that my dad stepped on, and they got it almost put back together in a glass box. So I thought that was cool.
It's a very fun festive holiday. There are a lot of traditions associated with it, including the lighting of a dreidel, or not the lighting of a dreidel, the lighting of a menorah, the spinning of a dreidel. That's a traditional game. Charlie has a great dreidel he's showing us. That's a fantastic one.
Student to Student's next local presentation is scheduled for Lancaster High School. The program also continues to expand nationally with support from the Jewish Federation of St. Louis, where it was originally created. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.